Blog Talk Radio.
This your boy Ronnie Bell, coming to y'all once again, you know, with this real talk, real music. And I know a lot of you ladies out there, you know, you ladies are wondering why you're not having the success that you deserve. And I know some of you don't want to hear it, but the truth is, it's your man.
You gotta gain him weight, boy. She's losing her hair, yeah. All because you're still there. You keep putting her down, down. Every time his friends come around, she's drinking and thinking. She's drowning in debt, constantly singing. Get it in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter. I'll pay the shipping cost. You're getting in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter. I'll pay the shipping cost. You're getting in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter. I'll pay the shipping cost. You're getting in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter. I'll pay the shipping cost. You're getting in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter. I'll pay the shipping cost. You on Greyhound, pack your things and never come back around. I'll pay for Megabus, bus. You gotta go, can't stay here no more. Priceline.com, come. I'm willing to pay. You gotta leave today. Get it in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter. I'll pay the shipping cost. You're getting in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter. I'll pay the shipping cost. You're getting in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter. I'll pay the shipping cost. You're getting in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter. I'll pay the shipping cost. You're getting in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter. I'll pay.
That's what we're talking about. She just tried to double take this thing right here. I'm Dr. LaRosa D. Smith, the host of the Love Cafe. We're going to have an awesome night tonight, just getting some smooth, soft things that whet your appetite. We're going to have an awesome time. You just join us. We're going to be here from 6 to 7, and we're going to talk about some situations where our Love Cafe, the menu, is all about. The purpose of this is try to give us a chance with the Smithway production offer you an opportunity to hear some things about the Love Cafe. See, we broke it down into acronyms. Acronyms, that's L is for listening, O is for overcoming, V is for valuable, how valuable your love is, how valuable your relationship, and E is for excitement, encouragement, expectation. That's what the Love Cafe is all about. And we're going to bring it to you tonight. And the call-in number where you can be a part of this, where you can chat and share your thoughts, is 347-857-4192. Press 1. If you're ready to offer your expertise, I'll hit the button and I'll get you live and have you to enjoy this awesome time by sharing your information, sharing what's your thoughts about the Love Cafe. Now, basically, when you talk about the Love Cafe, we actually just relax. Get in your recliner. I know it's early, coming off work, and you know you have an opportunity just to sit back and enjoy the real Love Talk show that soothes the appetite. And that's what the Love Cafe is all about. Now, what we want you to do is when you're relaxing, you know, get you some libation, whatever it may be. A tea, water, as I have. I have some water here. I have to keep my whiskers wet as I talk. So water makes you, I have water with me. You might have whatever feels good to you. Get you some cake, bonbon, or a dinner, and just sit back and relax and check us out from 6 to 7. It's going to be an awesome show because we're going to talk about I love you. What price are you willing to pay to love me back? And that's what it's all about. We want to talk about love. And that's what the Love Cafe is all about. Now, you can check this show out by web link. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Production. You can go to the internet and you can check the show out. And I'm so glad we have an opportunity to bring. This is a vision that God allowed me the opportunity to visualize in 2017. He said, take this network. Take this Blog Talk Radio, take the other social media outlets and get the word out. So that's what we're doing. So we're glad to be operating 3 years and very happy, three seasons if you want to call it. And that's what it's all. We have several other shows that we run Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. This is one of our Thursday night shows that we have. On the fourth Thursday, we have the Minister Shannon Show that brought to you at 8 o'clock. But most of the time on the first and third Thursday, we have the Love Cafe. So we're real excited about doing that. As I was saying, now you can also check us out if you're not on blog, willing to call in on Blog Talk Radio. If you're on Facebook, you can, in essence, go to Instagram. That's Coach Lorenza. I'm sorry, Coach Dr. Lorenza D. Smith 15. Had to make sure I get all that in. It's a lot of things, spread it out there, but we're so glad to have that handle. And because that was my expertise, I, you know, serve a long time, our young people in education, retired from education, so blessed to be able to give time to serve our young people, give them an opportunity to be successful. So you can check us out on Instagram, as we say on Facebook. That's facebook.com/DRLDalberto Smith. And again, we gave you the information on Blog Talk Radio. Now, if you want to just go to, in essence, to our Twitter page, you can do that. You can go to @LorenzaBSmith15, @DrLorenzaSmith with the number one. Then you also can slip over and say @DrLoSmith with the number one. So we got so many ways that you can communicate with the We're being broadcast in 18 countries. We're so glad to have an opportunity to do that. We're really excited about being on the North American continent because we have an opportunity to be here in the United States, as you know, and we're broadcasting all over the United States from the Pacific Coast over there out of Berkeley, who's some of our listeners all through Texas, from Texas to Louisiana, Louisiana to Alabama, then from Alabama to Georgia, then down into Florida, and up on the East Coast as well as the Midwest. So we're so glad to have an opportunity. But we're happy because we have listeners in Canada. In Canada, we're so glad to have listeners up there, and our numbers are increasing. When I check the stats, we're increasing. We're getting about 50% of our listeners coming from up there in Canada, so it's good. And then we have listeners down in Mexico, so we're so happy to be here before you. Now, on Facebook, we have several people joining us already, and I have to give them shout out earlier as well as Instagram. Let me do that, and that's Beloved. It is Wahizi. If I'm not saying that right, you can also work with me by letting me know and make sure I'm going to get that right. Then we have Latae Pickett. Thank you, Latae, for joining us. Hello to you as well, Latae. Dana Bowser, member of Zeta 58 Sorority Incorporated out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and she's the author and the head honcho of Zuma by Mama Sita. You can check her out on Facebook, Dana Bowser. You also have Erica Butler. Dr. Butler, we appreciate you joining. Member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. Then we have Kim Sellers Bay. Thank you, Kim, so much. I want to say thank you for the token of this recognition. Thank you so much. And Kim, and I'm going to get this right. I hope you don't get me. I don't be wrong as a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. My daughter be so proud, and also one of the co-hosts on our show. She's a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. So we're so glad to have each and every one of those individuals join us. Thank you so much for taking time. And as our listeners and our watchers join the line, I'm just going to continue to move forward. Now, our topic, as I stated earlier, is I love you. What price are you willing to pay for this love? On that song that we don't own the rights to, in regards to the rights to that music, it was talking about shipping costs. You know, what are you willing to pay? What are you willing to give? Because before you can make the statement about giving anything, you have to understand, as we talk about our acronym of love, talking about love, what is love to you? You have to understand what's love to you. Love, if it's, don't fall in the same categories I give you. You put whatever you want to put for the acronym of L-O-V-E, which is love. Love for us, L means listening. I stated that earlier. And that's what this show is all about, because it takes us eventually to our menu, and I'll get to that menu, how we set up the lab, Love Cafe. The O is for overcoming. You know, being able to overcome things, overlooking a few things, overlooking faults. If you want to be in a relationship, and it's up to where it's going to be, that gift you can give is love. The V is valuable. How valuable is your time? How valuable is your love for that person? You want to know that. You have to understand that. And you have to be able to grab it when it's time. What do you want to play the shipping cost or not, or however you want to put it? And E, if you look at it, it's everything. E is everything. Brings about excitement. So that's what it's all about, our acronym, as we talk about love. Now, as I was sharing, as we look at love, we always look at the menu dealing with the Love Cafe. And the menu consists of our three main levels of a menu. First is, you know what it is, that starter and the appetizer. We're going to give you a little lust that you can think about, give you a little lust you want to just identify and say, that's what I'm doing, lust. For that appetizer and starter, that's what we're going to do. And second, we're going to give you the entree. If it's that steak you've been looking for, is that salmon you're looking for, that tilapia you're looking for, is that bass you're looking for, is that chicken you're looking for, whatever you're looking for on the menu, in your entree to add it with two sides or three sides, whether some bread, that's going to be your entree. That is definitely an attraction. We want that to be understood. It's the attraction. What we're going to talk about when we're talking about you, that I love you, you know, what are you willing to pay? What's the attraction? What it's going to cost me? We want to really know that and understand that's the entree, then your dessert. Man, I tell you, when you get ready to wrap that meal up, wrap up that menu for the night, or that meal for the night, that love meal for the night, you want to make sure it becomes an attachment. And we got to understand, if you're ready to go through the lust, you're ready to go through the attraction, and you're ready to go to that point where you become attached, I tell you now, I'm telling you, ready for this show. We're going to soothe your appetite. And we got an awesome format for tonight. Just get ready, relax. You're getting off work or wherever you're going. This is pre-weekend, I guess, pre-Friday. You know, pre-Friday Eve, our people say, on Thursday. That's what we're going to do. We're going to be here for the next 40 minutes, and we're going to talk. Also, we want to mention Mocha Chocolate Diva 1920. Thank you so much. Alexandra, I believe, Sarah, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much. We got some other people joining us. Thank you so much for joining us. Let me give you that shout out, and we're going to get ready with the topics. We have Odessa's Blessing, and that's my frat brother. So proud to have him and his business checking us out. That's Brother Kevin Dunning, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. Thank you so much, Odessa's Blessing, with Brother Dunning. We have one of our experts that calls in from time to time on the show, Cameron. He's our millennial. We appreciate it. We're looking back for you to come join us, Cameron. I understand you're working now. You're working hard. You're doing some things in school. You're helping people. We need you to come back every now and then and check us out on our shows on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday night, whatever. Oh, my frat brother, Jimmy Harris, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. Thank you, Jim, for joining us as well. You know, he's law enforcement. Thank you so much, Jim, for join us. Then we have one of our special and favorite person out of Berkeley, California. That's why we know we extend to the Pacific Coast. We have the author of Behind the Mask Ministry, none other than Denise Stephanie. Thank you so much for joining us and sharing some things with all of those individuals. She brought a guest that'll be on our show on Monday night, not this Monday night, which is later, the following Monday night on the 14th. Outstanding young lady, Tina Robinson, will be with us, and she's going to share some things with us. I thank you so much, Denise, for kind of hooking us up, networking, and allowing us to do that. Thank you for taking time. All right, let's get back to what we're going to talk about tonight. I love you. I love you as I give that to you. It's a gift. It comes from my heart. It's come from my soul. It's a state of mind that I have. I don't mind saying that because I love you. As I end each of my show every night, regardless what show it is, I tell you I love you. And ain't a thing you can do about it. However, if you're going to get in a relationship and I'm going to say I love you, I want you to reciprocate that to me. If you're not capable of doing it, or you're not willing to pay the cost, are you willing to pay the cost? And that cost might be giving that love back, and you can't be afraid of it. What we have to understand, what love is. Something, we got a lot of things, that's thoughts. We talk about love and ideals dealing with love. First of all, love is a chemical process that happens in the brain. I say that every show. It allows you to fall in love with somebody. Love is a state of mind. I'm always going to say that. Love is unconditional. See, that's what you have to understand. If you're ready to jump in, go to the cafe where it's going to soothe your appetite, you got to be willing to be look at the lust and overlook. Let the lust slide to the side. Don't jump so far for the lust, but look at the attraction. The attraction got me looking and coming strong. And then that's through our menu process. Then I'm going to be attached to you enough to say that love is unconditional. And it's not for everybody. People don't understand that. Love is not for everybody. If you don't have self-love, it's hard to give other individuals love. Hard to give them true love. You can say, I love you. Just tell somebody, you know, I love you, and don't mean it. We talked about a relationship recently on one of our shows. This is possible love can be in a relationship. A relationship can operate without love, but a marriage can't operate without love. There's a difference there. We got to understand that some people be with some people. As I was watching one of the shows that day, and it was talking about they've been together 6 years and they don't know whether they want to get married these kind of things. You be with somebody 6 years and that's a promise to get married and you want to get married, but that person ain't sure after 6 years. There's something wrong with that. I think you need to address that. You need to find out which direction you all are going. And that requires you to communicate. Because apparently that may not be true love there. It may be a little lust there. Now, we always meet somebody, we get excited. Ooh, look at that, you know, all this stuff. That's that lust inside of you. That's something working inside of you. It's not saying that's love. But if you've been with somebody 6 years, you ought to have that understanding of what love is. What love means to you. I gave you the breakdown of the acronym of love because that's what I see it for me. Communication is very important. And plus, while I'm communicating for understanding. And when I do that, I'm going to listen to what you have to say. And I expect the same thing in return. We're going to reciprocate that. We're going to communicate with each other. So I'm going to be listening. That's what I said the L is listening, but that's L is communication. And that's what it's all about, communicating. You got to understand what it means to you, true love. So what price are you willing to pay? What price are you willing to pay? First of all, we look at true love and we take time to kind of focus on some of the things when we're talking about true love. There are some signs that if you are not sure about true love in your relationship, I'm going to share some things that you should be looking for. But let me just tell you what true love is as we relate it to our show. True love inspires you. If that love is not, that true love is not inspiring to you, it inspires you to compel to be loyal, committed. That's what true love is all about. Love is peace. Love is joy. And love is happiness. That's what true love is all about. True love means that you have an unwavering, unbreakable, unparalleled fondness and devotion to your mate, partner. That's awesome. Take all that. You can break it down. Is that you? Is it unwavering? No matter what happened, no matter whether you're in a relationship with somebody, somebody come in and tell you something from the outside, you're not going to waver in your love for that person or your partner. It's unbreakable. No one should come in because you shouldn't let them come in. Yeah, I tell a story my mom always said. She always told us, you know, in your home, it should only be one male, one man, one woman, meaning one, in talking about adult, the man is an adult and the woman is an adult. You can't bring no other woman in your house. Expect it not to be torn up. Helping them or not, be careful when you do that. What cost you're willing to pay, what price you're willing to pay for love. If I say I love you, there's a price you have to pay. And there's nothing wrong with it, but you have to make the decision what price you're willing to pay. You know, I was talking with a friend of mine. We was talking. We always go back as our conversation. We communicate a lot. We talk a lot. We smile. We have fun. We talk and all that stuff. And I was just talking to them. I said, people don't really understand their love language. Maybe they're overshadowing it. They don't know what they're. I didn't say you have to have all five of the love language, but you must be able to identify the love language that fits you. And I said, my love language is physical touch. Important to me. And the second one that I kind of brought around where I said, people said, excuse me, receiving gifts. I say, there's, and we know it's two type of people in this world, whether y'all like it or not. There's nobody in between. You have some givers and you got some takers. I said, I'm a giver. So it ain't so much me receiving gifts, but I don't mind giving gifts. Because that's within the five love wings, them two fits me. And I'm so glad. You have affirmation. You know, words of affirmation. You know, that's a love wing. Love wing. You probably haven't realized. Sometimes you can call somebody, you already have an answer, but you say, I want to run something by you. And when you run them by it, when you run it by them, they come and they'll tell you just like this, oh, you know, yeah, that was it. Then you say, I really already knew that. I just needed your affirmation, not your confirmation. I needed your affirmation. That's what I need. So we have to keep that in mind when we're talking about love. It's got to be unwavering, unbreakable, unparalleled. You know, you got to have a fondness and devotion. That's one of the things we talk about, a character, one of the traits and characteristics of a healthy relationship with love in it. You got to be devoted. You got to be fond of the people, of a person. Even because when we talk about relationship, we talk about love. We talk about love in your family, love among your friends, love among your life partner, your significant other, you know, love on your workplace. All of those things, and it requires you to be devoted to whatever you're doing. And you can't be afraid of it. Love is and can also be defined as emotional as well as physical connection with him or her that runs immeasurably deep. It's going to be deep. It has to be in where? what I said from the start of the show. I said love to me is coming from my heart. When I tell you I love you, it comes from my heart. It comes from my soul. It's internal. It's not external. Love is not a feeling. And don't get caught. And don't get fooled. Because love is not a feeling. Somebody tell you, I feel like I love you. Don't love you. Because if I feel like it, I'm not quite there yet. I don't love you. I'm not ready to give the gift. I just feel like I can give you the gift, but I just don't know right now because I got to check you out some more. I got to make sure. You know, I just believe that as we live in this world and as children of God, God knows our desires. He knows. And you know, too, that God knows your desires. And when you desire something, God will bring it before you when you're ready. So if that person tells you, I feel like I love you, they ain't ready to love you. They may not be ready to love themselves. You should think about that. That's what true love ought to be. When you know it's so deep, it runs so deep. You know, can't nobody do that with it because it's coming from the internal part of you, and it's projecting out, it's glowing out of you, it's coming out of your body. And people that knows you and being able to understand that and ready to reciprocate that love will see it. They will feel it. It's powerful. And that's why we asked the question. That's why we made this statement. I love you. What price are you willing to pay for love? I love you. What price are you willing to pay for that? Truly, truly, what price? True love includes this, and I want to leave that thought with you before we move to our next signs of true love, because if you don't know what true love is, you're not going to recognize the signs. But true love includes respect. As I was having a conversation recently, and one of the things I said that if a person don't respect you, they will never love you. Never. They always feel like they can love you, but they'll never love you because they don't respect you. That is so important. Respect is up there with communication in relationship, healthy relationship. Respect. I always say you can't respect somebody else if you don't respect yourself. And good examples, and some of you all can follow along with me, and I don't want to put nobody in a downgrade situation, but when women come and say, I'm a bad bee, how can you respect yourself when you're calling yourself something unrespectful? You're not loving yourself. Your self-love got a problem there. And we want to make sure you understand that, what price you're willing to pay. You can join us by calling in 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you here live, and you can share your thoughts on what truly, truly, what price you're willing to pay. You need to ask yourself, actually, further move on with the show. Beside respect, love is admiration. I admire you. You awesome, dude. You awesome, young lady. Awesome guy. Man, you see, I admire you. Admiration for you is there, man, because you're doing those things that needs to be done. You're setting trends because just in life, and that's what it's all about. I admire you. Care. Love is about caring for people. You say I love you. Tell you I love my children because you care for your children. You admire the children you have. You respect your children. Children learn these things from you. For them to learn, you have to actually show them that, and don't be afraid to show them. Love is never subjecting your partner, your spouse, to hurt. That's deep right there. Subjecting them to hurt. That means that you're the one creating the hurt. I love you, but I'm hurting you. I love you, and I'm abusing you physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, financially. See, it's one thing about when people talk about abuse, that we can see the physical part because it becomes in the bruise. But do we see the mental part? Do we see the emotional part? Do we see the spiritual part? Do we see the financial part? No, we don't see it, but that person feel it. Is you willing to pay the price to allow somebody to hurt you and continue to hurt you and continue to hurt you? Some people ask the question, every relationship I get in, people hurt me. Well, it's because you allow them to hurt you. Self-love and recognizing that when they come at you in a way, they're going to continue to physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, or financially hurt you, you got to cut them off. You know, my thing is, you know, people send their representative. They could be representative for 6 years, like that saw on that show today. That guy, he rep real good. Now that she talking about, I'm wondering why we can't get married. He don't want to get married. See, he like getting the goodies, the wife the goodies before making it official. It was quick when I saw the summation and saw the decision that was made. I was saying, it's easy. He ain't interested in marrying you. He interested in what you can give him. If it's what you allow him physically to have what he wants, you allow him to mentally have what he wants. You allow him to have the emotional part. See, all the time he want to keep you emotionally because it said women are more emotionally than men, so some men try to manipulate. Be careful of the people who manipulate you. What price you're willing to pay? Ask yourself that. Are you willing to allow people to manipulate you emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and financially, and we already mentioned physically? We have to keep that in mind. So don't let people hurt you. Don't let people humiliate you. Don't let people do that. They can't love you if they humiliate you. Humiliation is it cuts deep. If you don't think so, I'm cool with you to think that, but allow people to humiliate you. Let people make personal attacks on your character. Just allow them to do that, and they the one they say, I love you. Man, that person don't love you. No, he don't love. He don't love, but he or she don't love you. And you know what? I had a conversation recently, a friend of mine, and even on our talk show, one of our co-hosts on our Tuesday night show, he talks about, and that's Pastor Eddie Pratt. Give him a shout out, give him a holler. You go to my Facebook page, check him out. You know, he's a relationship coach and strategist. Check him out. He said something was profound, important. You know what he said? He said about what the topic about relationship. And I just took it and used it for a lot of things. He said, some people not built for marriage. So I said, some people not built to love you. They're not capable of doing it. You know, even talk about the board. And I won't get into him because he's coming back. He'll be back Tuesday night. And he's going to talk and share some things about it. I'm going to tell you, I mean, the man is awesome. And I appreciate him being a part of this, the Smith Way Enterprise. I'm so proud because he comes hard. But just remember, ask to yourself, am I built for love? Do I know true love? Do I want true love? What price I'm willing to pay? What price? What is it going to cost me? Simply, it could be time. people don't like to waste time in relationships that's not going anywhere. And you have to recognize it's not going anywhere. 6 years is way too long for people to still playing games. 6 years is too long for you to allow them to play games, play with your emotion, play with your mental state, play with your spiritual state, play with your finance. Because if you're in a 6-year relationship, finance going to be a part of it. And where to keep that? Are you built for love? Are you built to love somebody? Are you built to receive love? It's not in a word, I love you, just saying it. You can give that gift. But if it's truly, truly not coming from the heart, if it's manipulation, well, I want to tell you that because I want to see how you're going to respond and see what I can get out of this. Got to come from the heart, the soul, and it has a good state of mind. I mentioned some truths, some signs that you, I call them a true love. It'll help you eventually identify where you can eventually have a perfect romantic relationship. These are some signs. There's several of them for true love in a relationship. First of all, your relationship must definitely include give and take. Give and take in love. You give to a relationship unconditionally without expectations of something back from your partner. See, my thing is, when I say I love you, that's a gift. I'm giving you. I'm hoping, as the E in the acronym is, your expectation the same way mine's are. It's I should be everything. It should be encouraging. So you'll be able to reciprocate it to me. But when you give love, the give and take in love is that you give it through that relationship unconditionally. And you know what? Sometimes you're not going to get anything back. But that gives you that picture you need to have to help you make your decision. True love, a sign of true love is pure happiness. I said this week, I was telling somebody, I was saying one of my friends, but I was talking with him, and I was telling him, man, I tell you, man, I'm not going to be in any relationship where people are going to keep me unhappy. Pure happiness. That's what true love and in a relationship, that's a sign that you can be successful. See, you are filled with happiness just watching that special person smile. Just watching them smile or laugh out, even when the day is bad. That's why it's important we have to understand in healthy relationship, whether it's with a significant other, with your life partner, in a marriage, whatever you call it, even working on date to marry and marriage to date, you have to be able to say some things and know what your partner, what makes them tick. But if you are happy and you show pure happiness, they will smile. They will laugh. You're moving toward true love there. And you don't have to be afraid. Pain and anger. You know, you may feel hurt. Things may happen. You feel hurt. If you know, you got to recognize this thing. You may feel hurt when your lover upsets you or your partner upsets you. But your response or your action never should be anger toward that person. But you have to be able to tell that person, you hurt me. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I will make you live so you can chat with us and share your thoughts. It's at your expertise. If you're on Facebook, type in your comments down there. I do my best to stroll up and stroll up. Well, hold up. I might have a. Let me see. I mean, I'm looking and tapping on some people that got some comments on here, and I'm gonna read the comments. I'm gonna read the comments. If you give me a chance, I will do it. Complacency, Ministress Denise says. That's some others up top. We have Kim said, right, don't allow anyone to ever hurt you. Correct. It was. This is so true. Yes, the board is a beast. That's Denise. She was talking about commitment and being a physical part of it. And that's what you mean. You got to be able to resolve conflicts when you're in a relationship. So these are some of the things we're talking about in a relationship when it's true love. Now, you are willing to sacrifice. You haven't heard that before. When you truly love somebody, you're willing to sacrifice. What price are you willing to pay? And we give them some things. Are you willing to show and have happiness? Are you willing to deal with, there's going to be some pain and some anger, but you're going to deal with it. You're not going to let it hold you down from moving forward. Are you willing to sacrifice for their happiness and their well-being? You're talking about your mate. You're talking about your life partner. You're talking about your wife, your husband. Are you willing to do that? On the flip side of this, we both have to make the right efforts for us to be successful. That's true love. One person can't do, 90% of the work and the other 10% come from you. You know, one of the things I always say about a relationship, I hear people say, well, we're going to be 50-50. You have to be careful. Be very careful about that statement, 50-50. Now, in a relationship, in a life partner, in a marriage, in anything you want to be with somebody for a long period of time, be careful about that 50-50. Because people literally take you 50-50. What price are you willing to pay? What price are you willing to pay? Oh, we're going to be 50-50 on paying the bills. We're going to be 50-50 on everything. We're going to be 50-50. Where the other 50% going to go? 50% from you and 50% from him don't give you 100%. But you climb up the scale. I'm going to give 100% and you're going to give 100%. So we both grinding to make sure. My hashtag is keep on grinding. That's what a relationship is all about. You have to be ready to give the right effort. You ready to go far as you need to go to improve your marriage, your relationship. And if you're not willing and you recognize this, well, these people are not willing to do, you have to make a decision. I'm talking to a friend, called me, was telling me about a situation they was in. Young lady was calling, and they said, well, I know he did that to me, but I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. I said, okay, nothing wrong with that. Give him the benefit of the doubt. But he's going to do it again because of that. You have to make some tough decisions, but you have to give the right effort, too. If he's not willing to give the right effort, why are you giving him the benefit of the doubt? You can't get angry like something, and I know you say, I always relate to what I watch a lot of shows dealing with relationships. You know, you can't, because they hurt you, you can't have a get back. I mean, you can't hurt them. He cheated on you, but I'm going to go out and revenge cheat on him. But I love him. Be very careful about that. That's a sign that relationship is in trouble. That relationship is in trouble. And there's nothing wrong with recognizing it. I say when people show themselves and show who they are and what they're all about, you make the decision whether you're going to stay there. If you decide to stay there, you got to understand what will come along with those that decision you made. That's the price you're willing to pay. But the other price on the other side, when it showed itself, I believe you better run as fast as you can. You get away from it. You need to get out of there. And that's enough. That's where you're not willing to pay that price for that because you think it's, you know it's something out there better for you. Just one or two more, pride and jealousy. Come on now, I know you all know about that. You know, pride and jealousy. You feel proud when they achieve something. Have you been in a relationship when you as a partner achieve something and that person make it seem like it was nothing? Almost said anybody could have done that. You receive a certificate for at work working hard, and you come on and tell your significant or your husband or your wife or whoever, and they come out, oh, so what? Something is wrong with that. You have to have pride. You can't have jealousy in that relationship. You jealous of one another, that's a problem. It's not going to work. What price you willing to pay? Those are some signs, and you know, you may have some others. And so when you start thinking about this, I'm going to leave this question. When we're talking about I love you, what price are you willing to pay? This is not it. We got a few more minutes. We got a couple more topics we're going to talk about. But I will just leave this. So the question will be, so you're in love. Ask yourself, I'm in love or I'm getting there. Think about that. Listen to some of these signs. Ask yourself, so I'm in love. So you're in love. Or you're getting there. What is it? If you in love, what price you are willing to pay to continue to be in love? If you're getting there, what price you're willing to pay to get there? What amount of money are you willing to pay? You got to remember now, we won't sit and put dollar signs on it, but you build a bill up. A bill comes from, or some people call credits, in a relationship. And it's going to be a time when you have to cash in. Can't be afraid to cash in because you might have to cash in. Because you might say it might not be worth it. We're going to talk about the traits and the characteristics, as I always try to mention in each one of my shows, because it's so important to determine whether you are in a relationship, a healthy relationship, or whether or not you really want to be in love and be committed and devoted and dedicated. One trait is you have to make sure you are in order, which is self-love. If you're not loving yourself, I can tell you right now, you have a problem. Reading one of the statements, I'm gonna read it out because I try to do my best to see as they comment. And this one is Kim said, when people show you who they are, leave them the first time. And that's important. Sometimes we don't believe people out first time. They show you they don't love themselves. Do you think they're going to be, they are capable, I'm sorry, they are built to love you? Just ask you that question. Are they built for love? Are they built to love you? Trust is the second one. Just remember always, self, when we talk about self, all of these things you talk about besides self-love, you have self-trust. Can you trust yourself when you are in situations? In your relationship, in your marriage, do you trust yourself around certain people? If you can't, you're not going to be able to trust anybody else as well. I always said, people always, you know, they say, oh, you're going there, you'll be there, and all of me, all these different people won't be here. But you know what? I trust myself to make decisions that's best for myself as well as you being my partner, my significant other. If it's a marriage, I trust myself to be in his place and still don't have a problem. I'm not going there with a hidden motive. People that, you know, you can't trust, you already know they got a hidden motive somewhere. They don't tell you, but you can see exactly what's going on there, and they think they hide something. You know, they say intuition is something that people take for granted. You can feel it. You can know it. Honesty is the next thing. You tell one lie, you're going to tell two, three, four, five more. And if you keep on telling so many lies in a relationship, you forget about really what the truth is. What price are you willing to pay? Communication. And we talk about, when we talk about the acronym LOVE, the first one is, the L is listening. That's communication. Communication is not always you talking. You barking direction. That ain't what communication is in a relationship. It's 100% from both people, and you have to be able to communicate and share your thoughts and then listen to what they're saying. That's the only way we're going to be able to move beyond some of the situations we even have in life today. We have to hear both sides. We have to hear all sides. It's never a one-sided story. I think I had a conversation recently. I was talking about when people in a relationship, they break up, and they see somebody, they ask what happened. They're always going to, a lot of time, they're going to be the victim. If you're communicating, you'll be able to communicate that it was not just a one-sided thing. Everything we do in life requires communication. And we have to work hard on it to be successful. Connection. When you meet somebody, that's the connection you have. When you feel like you're connected, you're willing to pay the price. You'll pay the shipping costs. You'll pay it because there's no problem because you have connected. And that connection didn't come when you just met them. It's something where, and I tell you, as God creates and continue with us with the book of life that we have to deal with, and we know it's eventually the story is already written, there's people already in your life you may not know you know them, but you meet them, you said, dang, I met them before. And truly, truly, you may have not, but you have because of your spirit through our Lord and Savior have allowed you to do that. Dedication, devotion, commitment, those things are so important for a healthy relationship, healthy marriage. We have to remember, we're going to continue to talk about date to marry and marry to date. I love you. What price are you willing to pay? When I'm dating you, I don't want to come in and taking you to Chris Roof Brills, or taking you to a very exclusive restaurant every time we go out on a date. That's not a determining factor of a date. I take you somewhere and we get something small. Because it's for us to get together and communicate. And that's what it's all about. So we have to keep in mind those traits, but one I think so important in life. I tell you I love you. What price I am willing to pay. Willingness is part of a trait, characteristic. I'm willing to be in that relationship. I'm willing to be happy. I'm willing to have joy. I'm willing to have peace. These are the things I'm willing to have because I'm going to put the work in. I'm going to put the effort in. I'm going to put the right effort in. That's truly is my focus. All right, we got a couple other things we want to touch on right quick, and this is all about the cost of love. I want you to keep in mind, love is never free. Love is never free. It's going to cost you something. If it ain't, it might not be finance, but it might be time. You know, we got a saying, time is what? Money. Don't waste time, because you can waste money. So if love is not free, it's going, if I'm spending my time to build this relationship, I'm doing these things, I'm willing to give, I'm willing to take in love. Whatever you may be giving, it's unconditional. I'm looking for pure happiness. There's going to be some pain, some anger. But I'm willing to sacrifice and give the right effort and keep my promise. So I can say I love you. I can give you the gift. That's what we're talking about. That's what the show is all about tonight. The cost of love is free. For some people, they think it's free. But love is never free. If somebody gives you something, there's an attachment that goes along with it. If you got a friend that's dropping money off to you, paying your bills, there's an attachment that goes along with you. It goes along with it. It could be control. That's the scary part about it. It could be control. They won't control. If I give you something now, you know, you owe me, so I control. So those are the kind of things you have, the cost of love. We have to understand there's always a price that you have to pay in a relationship from both partners. From both partners. It's a price you have to pay. And that price is giving. Both of you can't be takers and stay together. Just keep it in mind, and that's the biggest focus of the cost of love. Just a couple other things we're going to touch bases on right quick. We want to just kind of share some thoughts in regards to what price you're willing to pay. I'm asking that question because I want you to think about it. I'm going to come back on my Tuesday night show at 7 o'clock, which is right out of Labor Day. I hope you have an awesome Labor Day, awesome weekend. And on Tuesday night, we're going to talk about what price you're willing to pay for love, for a relationship. That's what we're going to talk about. And I want you thinking about it. And when we get back, I'm going to have some, if you can answer that question, you call in and share your thoughts and tell me that, you know, I'll be giving away some gift certificates. $25 of them. I'm going to have four of them. We'll be giving away. I want you to be back with us on Tuesday night. And you can share your thoughts. You can answer that question. What price are you willing to pay for love? I'm asking you to think about that because that's what we're talking about today, the Love Cafe. We're going to meet the menu. We're going to make this thing do what it do like we always do. It's at the end of the show. We appreciate you. I lost one of my technician, my techno support I have here. But, you know, that's all right. We keep on grinding. We keep on doing it. We're still here on Facebook. We're still here on Blog Talk Radio. We got a minute and 29 seconds left. I just want to say to y'all, I love you, and I know what price I'm willing to pay. Do you know what price you're willing to pay? All the things I covered tonight, I want you to think about it. I thank each and every one of you all for joining us, and I want to give a shout-out to those individuals that's joining us at this time. And I did it earlier, but I had some additional people added to it, and I really appreciate you taking time. Taking time. And Kim, I looked out, you got me smiling because you said, exactly, keep grinding. That's what it's all about. We're going to keep on grinding on this end and make it do what it do in your relationship, in your marriage. Keep on grinding. Don't stop. If you want it to succeed, give the best effort, the greatest effort you can to have a healthy relationship, a healthy marriage. Do that. In essence, you're moving toward a life partnership. You want to have a healthy life partnership with somebody, and that's your marriage. You want to be with them the rest of your life and want it to be healthy. People last, we know, 55, 65, 70 years. God will bless you there. But it's going to take the work. It's going to take you giving and taking. It's going to take you giving the right effort. It's going to take you keeping your promise. Something sometimes we can be hard with that because we let other things. We got to share the burden. We got to do all that if we want to be successful. Shout out to these individuals. And Kim Sellers Bank, thank you so much. Remember, Apple Capital Apple Sorority Incorporated. I'll give that a shout out again. Terrence Babyhead Gilster from out of Miami, my president of the chapter of Rho Sigma chapter, immediate past president of Rho Sigma chapter. He's also Southern Regional Director of Bigger and Better Business for Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. Thank you so much. My fat brother, he said, blue, my blue five brother, thank you so much for joining us. Beverly Morgan, thank you for joining us. And our host, on our Thursday night, the Minister Shannon Show, we have her joining us as well. We thank you so much. I hope she's really enjoying her new place now, a new workplace. That is the Queen, Minister Shannon Lewis. Of the Ministry Shannon Show. Thank you so much. We also have Erica Butler, Dr. Butler. Thank you again. Dr. Butler always reminds me, she said, you always gave me my first job in education. I was so glad to have her. She was an inspiration. She's doing some great things now. Thank you so much, Dr. Butler. I saw the work you was doing with your declaration. Thank you so much for sharing it with me. Get some words, share with me, come on the show, talk, and give the information. We'll make sure we get it out so people can patronize you as well. My young and Dr. Butler's a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. Give her that shout out. Yvette Smith, my sister, Yvette Smith, she's joining us. My youngest sister, thank you so much for joining us. She's always supporting us. She takes time to get out of work, and she supports her brother. And she said, big brother, her big brother, thank you so much. My sister, Nicole Davis, and one of my students out there from McKenzie. You know, Nicole may have been in elementary when I was their PE coach down at McKenzie. I worked down there for many years, and I left and moved on to becoming a head coach, and I still was able to teach him history and doing all that and been in administration. Thank you, Nicole. Nicole was in the military. She's on station as the last thought and read that she was over in Georgia. Thank you for your service, Nicole. You know, I get over that way. I'm going to give you a holler over in the area where I know you are, and I hope you take my call or take my message and I get a chance to see you. Haven't seen you all on Facebook since I left McKinley. Thank you so much. Again, Denise Stephanie, Ministress Denise Stephanie, in regards to Behind the Mask Ministry, thank you so much. She's joining us and supporting us. She's an inspiration, and I tell her so all the time, thank you so much. And we also have a Carius Patterson, one of my former students from Lowndes County. Thank you, Carius. He's doing some things. He's working towards some security work, having his own business there. And we're giving him a shout-out that he's working to get there. But, you know, he's going to have some information. We're going to make sure we share. You know, Doc's going to support you in the things you try to do, young man, because you're trying to make a difference. We have to continue. Monique Sunshine D. Seaborn, thank you, Monique, so much. Just a supporter, our supporter. And thank you, really, really, Monique. Thank you so much. And God is so good. God is so good. Thank you so much, Monique. We have also my frat brother, Jimmy Harris. And I called him out earlier, but I want to give him a shout-out again. Of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, thank you so much, Jimmy. We have Cameron Gilmer, one of our experts on our show, on our Monday night show and our Wednesday night show. Thank you, Cameron. He's a millennial. Thank you so much. I know he's working, and at the time when he would be on here, if he get a bit, he'll call in. But he had also working on doing some things himself, and we're promoting him as well as him along with the other co-host, Lauren D. Smith. They're doing some things. They got a show that they try to run on Sunday night on Facebook. So check them out as well. Well, this is Blessing, my brother Dunning, Kevin Dunning, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, his business. You know, he's a black business owner, and he's doing some things, and we appreciate him being out there available. He's catering. He's doing a lot of other things. And I want him to advertise on our show as well. Because we have people checking us out. Like I said, we're in 18 countries. So we want you to be having an opportunity to get it out through through here. Dana Bowser, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, but her business is. We have Zumba by Mama Sita. And I bought a shirt, one-hour shows, a mask, I wear round. Thank you so much, Dana. We're going to get up that way, back up in Philadelphia. Want to holler at you, make sure you be ready to holler at us when we move that way. Get on our tour and start moving around. And last but not least, look, Tay Pickett. She's the author, the founder of her ministry, which is Inspire to Inspire. I always tell her, I say, talking with you, you inspire me to be inspired. Thank you so much, Latay, joining us. It's awesome to have you, Latay, as a part and a supporter. So all of y'all, it's awesome. But just remember I read a question off. I want to make sure y'all be able to take that question and answer that question coming back here, which is, what price are you willing to pay for love? On our show on Tuesday night, we're going to bring it back up. And we're going to have four gifts, specifically we're going to be giving out, $25. Maybe a restaurant, maybe at Amazon. Call in. Be one of the callers to win that. So our next show will be on Tuesday night, which is the Dr. Lowe Show, our relationship show, the real relationship show with no filters. Check us out with my co-host, Pastor Eddie Pratt. He'll be joining us, and I was just trying to read something out. And we're going to make sure we have an awesome time, and that's 7 o'clock on Tuesday night. It's 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Check us out. We talk about real relationship issues. We have no filters. We come at you hard. Just remember, Brother Pat shared with us, some people just not built for marriage. And I say, I want to take another step. Some people are not built to love you. Only one person can do that. Yes, you know, it's been awesome tonight, and I want you to make sure you join us on Tuesday night. Have a super weekend. Have a great weekend, which is a holiday weekend, which is Labor Day weekend. Enjoy yourself. However, follow our safety measures. It's not to get in these large crowds, because that is not the best thing to do. Back off so many queues. Don't try to visit everybody's queue. Because it's important that we practice the safety measures. First of all, washing our hands with soap and water, warm, hot water, warm water, however you want to call it, hand sanitizer. Make sure you're wearing a mask, whether you're among whoever you're around, family, whoever. I'm just telling you to wear a mask. And the next step is if we can kind of bunt this thing off and slow it down, COVID-19, what's important is to stay 6 feet away. If you got to go to a large gathering and you can't stay 6 feet away, you know, you might not need to be there. But one about the other things that are sanitation, the utensil, people putting their hands, a whole lot of stuff going on. Think how COVID can be transferred, how you can get infected. You have to make sure you take. But the big dose that one of my fraternity brothers told me that he takes every morning is that he stay at home, only go for the essential thing. I know we have to go to work, but that's essential. But to be out, just being out because it's a holiday, be very careful, take care of yourself. And I tell you, we had an awesome time tonight. We have several hashtags, our first hashtag, we have some shirts. And as I said, I still have some shirts, and a very few left. I have a few extra large, and they are men T-shirts, so extra large, think about that size, a couple larges and a couple mediums. And you just all you have to do is go to my email, which is lorenzadsmith15@gmail.com, and let me know you want a shirt. The shirt is not really costing. It's the shipping and handling, which is $4.95, which will equal $5. You can cash out that to me and make sure, and that's Lorenzo D. Smith. You can cash out it to me or go to PayPal, and I'll make sure I get that shirt shipped out on you. It has hashtags. The one is very important, One Life Matter. And on the back, I have that talking reel to you, cast, as well as myself. We have shirts going to be coming out after Labor Day, hashtag responsible, as well as One Life Matter. And we'll have our talk, all our other talk shows, starting with Talking Sports Plus. Cast will be on there. So get your shirt, order your shirt, let me know what size you want, and we'll get it shipped out to you. and would like for you to wear it, take a picture, send it back to me. And let me know you're wearing the shirt so I can post pictures saying, hey, they're wearing my shirt. Wearing the shirt that have association with this Smithway Enterprise, Smithway Production, Talking Show, Talking Real to You, Talking Sports Plus, Dr. Lowe Show, Balling with the Doc, Love Cafe, and the Minister Shannon Show. Those shows are part of the Smithway Production. Then Awesome Tonight, so we'll check you out Tuesday. You check me out Tuesday. I'm planning on being on the air. We're going to have a ball. We're going to make it do what it do. Be careful. I love you, and I want you to be safe. And I tell you, I put my heart up for you. You can have my heart. Have my heart, because I'm giving you my heart. And I'm going to tell you, always peace, but I download peace across my heart. And I tell you, like the other hashtag, as I leave my two fingers here, is hashtag communicate for understanding, hashtag keep on grinding, and the other hashtag, as I mentioned earlier, is responsible. And last but not least, we have to always remember this as we get ready to close out. And we're going to close out with that music we don't want to write. They talk about shipping costs. How much you willing to pay for love? How much you willing to give for love? Whatever you need to do. So as we close it out.
This your boy Ronnie Bell. Come to y'all once again.
And as we bring the music down, I just want to say this too. I love you. It ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome night, awesome weekend. We'll see you Tuesday night at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
You got to gain him weight, boy. It's only so much a woman can say. She's losing her hair. Yeah, all because you're still there. You keep putting her down, down. Every time his friends come around, she's drinking and thinking. She's drowning in debt, constantly sinking.
Getting in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter, I'll pay the shipping cost. You're getting in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter, I'll pay the shipping cost. You're getting in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter, I'll pay the shipping cost. You're getting in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter, I'll pay the shipping cost. You're getting in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter, I'll pay the shipping cost. I can put you on Greyhound. Things and never come back around. I'll pay for a megabus. Bus. You gotta go. You can't stay here no more. Priceline.com. Come. I'm willing to pay. You gotta leave today.
Get in her way.
Whatever it is. It don't matter, I'll pay the shipping cost. You're getting in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter, I'll pay the shipping cost. You're getting in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter, I'll pay the shipping cost. You're getting in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter, I'll pay the shipping cost. You're getting in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter, I'll pay the shipping cost.
Now look, a lot of men are jealous of their woman. You know, they try to do little petty and sneaky things to stop your groove, ladies. Like, if you try trying to go back to school or start your own business, they gonna shoot the idea down. They wanna keep you caged in like a bird and always accusing you of messing around. And because he don't socialize with family and friends, he don't want you to do so. That's why you can't go to the next level. See, ladies, the sooner you let him go, the quicker success is gonna come to you. The bottom line is, ladies, you sleeping with the enemy.
Get in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter. I'll pay the shipping call. You're getting in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter. I'll pay the shipping call. You're getting in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter. I'll pay the shipping call. You're getting in her way. Whatever it is.
We got a person joining us, and I want to give them a shout-out as well. That's Cecima Sunshine Jackson. Thank you for joining us as well. Thank you, Cecima, so much for taking time to check us out tonight. We're at the end of the show. We're closing out. Again, thank you. Then we got Deborah E. Hutchison joining us as well. We gave him a wave, but we're about to close it out. It's been awesome. And I'm going to tell you, this is coming from Dr. Lou, then known as Dr. Rosa D. Smith. They call me Dr. Low, and we're going to make it always do what it do. So we're going to close out. Have an awesome night, and we'll see you on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time at Dr. Low's show. Good night, everybody.